Thing has become a religion in Georgia.
And for the next 2 hours,
get ready to know everything about where your favorite player may be going
or how your college team is doing.
It's time for Score Atlanta's official visit, Atlanta's only high school recruiting show.
Good afternoon, Atlanta. We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta is the ATL's only football plus sports paper and is available at all Metro, Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters. I, of course, am Scott, the self-proclaimed brain, Janovitz, joined in the studio by Alex the A-Train Ewald. Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, is supposed to be here. I guess he got caught up in the red lights, collective red lights, if you will. But he is on his way, and it will be, in fact, the first time the Triumvirate's been together for a while. A
little while, yeah.
And we'll talk about that when he gets here. But we have an amazing show planned for everyone today. We will have a number of great guests on, as usual. Gary Peters, the great heritage cornerback and newest Clemson Tiger, will be joining us at 2:20. The AJC, or former AJC high school football specialist, Todd Holcomb, will be joining us at 2:50 to go over their Super 11, which he wrote for the paper this year again. Rajon Neal, the running back out of Sandy Creek, and newest Mississippi State Bulldog, as of Saturday, will be joining us at 3:20. And Rajon Bennett, the other Rajon.
Two Rajons.
Yeah, the Rajons are joining us. He will be joining us at 3:35. So as usual, the official visit is packed with official visitors. But before we get to that, Alex, watched the Matt Stafford Atlanta Falcons football game yesterday. Was pretty impressed with Stafford. What do you think?
I think he can make all the throws, like everyone's been saying. Right. You know, the mental aspect, I think, will come. I think it'll get there. The guy's got an arm, an elite arm. You know, he didn't seem rattled at all by the pick six. I mean, you know, he came back.
But he's never been rattled by mistakes because
very even keeled.
At Georgia, he always seemed to just not care about the mistakes he made. Here's the thing I noticed. First of all, as usual, like you said, he always makes those incredible throws. He had two throws yesterday that not every quarterback, not even every starting quarterback in the NFL can make, only the really top-notch ones. One in the first half along the sideline, he dropped in between two defenders, an absolutely incredible throw. And the second was the touchdown he made with the guy, you know, the guy right in his face. He ended up getting nailed on the play and threw an incredible pass on a fade route into the right corner of the end zone for a touchdown. But of course, like you said, he makes those mistakes. He makes a mistake here and there, and that one, the one yesterday, counted for seven points, and that, you know, that's the stuff he can't do. Fletcher, welcome. Fletcher just joined us.
Thank you.
Fletcher, we're talking about your boy Matt Stafford. What did you think?
I did watch him yesterday. I loved how he threw two touchdowns yesterday. One was to the Lions, one was to the Falcons. So it was just like he was at Georgia. It was great.
Exactly. You know, flashes of brilliance and then some miserable mistakes. With that said, we're here to talk about recruiting, so let's do it. It was one of the quietest weeks we've seen in some time along the Georgia recruiting trail last week. We're used to seeing, six, seven, eight guys a week commit. Not so many did it last week, but Tulane University landed its second commitment from a Georgia recruit when Collins Hill linebacker Zachary Davis gave the green wave his verbal pledge. The 6-foot, 200-pound Davis joined Cedar Grove defensive tackle Jamel Dobbs in Tulane's class of 2010, and he chose Tulane over offers from Navy, Toledo, Western Carolina, and Maryland. Hillgrove dual-threat quarterback St. John Days recently named Georgia Tech and Oklahoma State his recruiting finalists, and was on the verge of pulling the trigger last week, but has since moved, his decision date back. He says he's going to make his decision in the next 2 weeks. The interesting thing is Georgia Tech is recruiting him to play quarterback, while Oklahoma State is recruiting him as a safety-slash-linebacker hybrid. That'll be something to watch out for. The other interesting thing, Alex and Fletcher, is that his brother, Jabari, is a great running back.
He's made it pretty clear that he wants to play with his brother.
That he wants to play with him. Who's only been offered by Toledo.
Right. Well, and if it comes down to that, you might see him keep allegiance to that statement. Interesting thing about Days, the elder, is that he hadn't really played much defense up until this point in his career. They're going to try him a little bit more this year at safety or linebacker. So we'll see how he does on that side of the ball. Probably be pretty good.
But he is he's a big athletic kid.
Yes.
It'd be interesting to see. I mean, Fletcher, what do you think of someone you know, kind of his brother's a whole year younger than him, and he's sort of working the system to get his brother scholarships. What do you think of that?
I think we've seen it before, not just in, you know, college football, but also college basketball. A few years back, the University of Georgia, and I'm drawing from my own experience here, was recruiting a guy named Jarvis Hayes out of Western Carolina. And everybody wanted Jarvis Hayes, and Jarvis said, hey, it's a package deal, myself and my brother Jonas. And only two schools offered, I believe, Georgia and Auburn. There were schools like Auburn, Duke, UNC, all going after Jarvis. Jim Herrick and the Georgia Bulldogs, one of the only ones to offer Jonas as well. They go to Georgia and make a run to the Sweet 16.
So you don't mind it. And neither do I. I like the brother.
And I think you're seeing that going on as well with the Ogletrees, if I'm correct. Alec committed to Georgia, but he's also saying, hey, how about my brother Alex, right? Alex.
The big difference is he took care of himself first.
He did, but a lot of them also say, I would like for my brother to be taken care of as well. Nothing wrong with that. So he can hold a team for hostage.
Moving on, Bowles, offensive tackle, 2012 recruit, John Theus, has gotten an early jump on his recruiting process, visiting Florida State, Tennessee, and Georgia all in the last few weeks. Of course, Bowles has been nice to the University of Georgia recently, giving them Sean Chapis, the fullback, and, of course, this recruiting class, 2010, Brent Benedict, the big-time offensive tackle. But it's interesting to see yet another guy who's kind of getting his recruiting process going on a little bit earlier than the average recruit.
And, you know, one other big-time, you know, Bowles school guy that came to the state of Georgia, Chipper Jones.
There you go.
Chipper Jones.
Right. Well, it's a factory. It's a football and, I guess, a baseball factory. They're also a top-notch swimming school.
I was about
school.
To say swimming, yeah.
For those who don't follow.
I had a few buddies at Georgia that went to the Bowles school.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting to see another – I mean, to be a sophomore and already interested in recruiting to me is a bit early. Anyway, South Carolina offensive tackle and a 2011 recruit, Shaq Anthony, visited Athens last week and did so about a month ago to attend their camp where he, with an impressive performance, earned an offer from the Bulldogs. The 6'4", 255-pound prospect has offers now from Georgia, Clemson, and South Carolina, but he calls Georgia and Clemson his favorites. That'll be something interesting for Georgia fans to watch out for. In 2011, Trinity Christian Academy will be home to one of the state's premier senior prospects, with athlete Jabrel Washington roaming the sidelines, the 5'11", 175-pounder, who plays quarterback and receiver in high school. Has had a busy summer. He was in Athens about a week ago, and he was also a couple weeks ago was in Gainesville for Friday Night Lights, and he came out recently and said something interesting, and that was, and I quote, "It's just not the same in Gainesville as it is in Georgia."
There you go.
So yeah, Georgia fans can get excited about another prospect, or another recruit, if not picking Georgia over Florida, at least favoring them this time, and kind of putting, you know, a little jab at Florida in doing so.
Great. All he's going to do is have Urban Meyer put his picture up in the locker room, and the teams are going to lift weights to that now.
There you go. So finally, to end the week, yesterday was a big day for Rajon Neal, the Sandy Creek running back, and also will be a guest on our show later today because he committed to Mississippi State. The 5'11", 210-pounder chose the Bulldogs over Southern Miss, Tulane, South Carolina, and Kentucky, to name a few. When we get back, we are going to, from a commercial break, we're going to be talking about Rick Pitino. Of course, he made headlines in a scandalous fashion this week.
I don't know why.
Why we're going to talk about him, or why he made headlines?
No, I know why he made headlines. I'm not sure why everybody, including some members of this station, are calling for his head. I just don't get it.
We'll talk about that in a minute. We do have to get to a commercial break. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. Make sure to check out scoreatl.com for the best high school sports coverage in town. And now's your chance to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily email newsletter, which comes out every weekday morning and is filled with the best high school news. This week, we preview all eight regions in Class 5A.
Football.
Football.
There's only two former NFL players in Atlanta Sports Radio providing unique insight every day, and they play here. Ryan Stewart,
weekdays 1 to 4.
David Pollack,
afternoons 4 to 7.
Football lives here.
790 The Zone.
Just Brakes.
Hi, my car needs new brake pads, and I just don't have time to go to the dealership.
For $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels, machine rotors and drums, and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Oh, including installation?
Yes, and including a lifetime warranty on pads and shoes.
Great. I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends that you bring your car in today. A basic brake service replaces parts that are designed to wear out. Driving with a brake problem is a safety hazard and can substantially raise the cost of repairs.
But I need my car for work, and it's late.
Just Brakes takes appointments up to 6 p.m. and completes the work in the same day in most cases.
Lifetime brake pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88, and my system inspected by a Just Brakes safety expert. Well, why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional repairs may be required at additional cost. See store for details.
Join 790 The Zone at Big Green Egg's Game Day Grilling at Big Green Egg World Headquarters in Tucker from 12 noon to 4 p.m. this Saturday.
We love to cook. We're big grillers.
Internationally renowned chef Kevin Rathbun will conduct Game Day Grilling cooking classes.
He's a man of many talents, but he does not have the talent for keeping quiet.
To get you ready for football season, and everyone attending will get to eat delicious Big Green Egg food.
Well, that should make your mouth water.
All proceeds go to the Gold Shield Foundation. Visit 790thezone.com for more information.
When we say football lives here, we're talking about
Tony Barnhart, Wes Durham, nationally ranked Georgia Tech football, Steve Weish, Dirty Birds pre and post game on Sundays, Vince Dooley, the Paul Johnson Coaches Show.
Just to name a few. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Football lives here. Lives here.
We are back and better than ever on a beautiful day in sunny Atlanta. On Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. In September, the official visit will move to Monday nights from 7 to 9 on 790 The Zone. And the Score Atlanta Falcons Sunday will air from 1 to 4 p.m. So that's exciting. Of course, guys, we are the South's only all-recruiting show. I like to always point that out because it makes us what's that, Fletcher?
The best.
The very best in the business. You've got to stop that laugh.
Okay.
For the record. Let's get back to what we were talking about, though. That's Rick Pitino. Of course, Rick made headlines this week. The great Louisville head coach and really college basketball legend made headlines in a scandalous fashion. Had an affair about, 6 years ago?
Yeah, in 2003.
Yeah, with I don't even know what she was at the time.
It was at a bar. I don't know if she was the waitress or the hostess or something, but apparently, according to reports, the owner of the bar left the keys behind.
And it was Pitino, this woman,
and one of his assistants was kind of in the other room.
Absolutely. But she's come out and sued him, said, he paid her to have an abortion and whatnot. And I guess my question for you guys, first and foremost, because at the end of the day, he's still the coach of Louisville.
My question is,
will this should something like this, or do you think something like this impacts how good of a basketball coach he is, college basketball coach that is?
Alex, I'll let you go first.
I think in state, the Calipari versus Pitino battle just took an interesting turn here. I mean, who would have thought that John Calipari would now be the moral center of the Kentucky college basketball universe
for morality?
He's going to be using that every chance he can possibly get going into recruits' homes. I think in head-to-head battles like that, it might hurt them. Overall, I don't think it does, because I think you look at these elite prospects, if they're looking at, and a lot of them do, if they're looking at college as a springboard to the NBA, I think they're going to look at Pitino.
Let me cut you off real quick. How much of coaching college basketball, not professional, college basketball, how much of that job is being a moral...
A mentor to an extent, but we're talking from a basketball perspective. They're not... They're not hanging out all with them all hours outside of the game here in college.
And one step further, does cheating on your wife, if you are a moral mentor to kids, does that necessarily make you less so of one? Because could you not say that now that he is flawed, now that he has the mistake, he has a better ability to say, you know what, it was the worst mistake of my life, and to point that out to those kids? Doesn't the flawed person almost always have a better, a more manageable and an easier way of approaching kids?
Here's what I'll say. Okay, adultery, bad. Not a good thing
to
do.
Well, I think we all agree on that.
I just got married about a year and a half ago. Adultery is a bad thing to do. Not that I've done it. You know what I'm saying? That's bad. What I'm saying is people are ripping him for doing this. And yes, while that was bad, he took care of the situation. Okay. And what people say is they're ripping him for the abortion. Last time I checked, Rick Pitino didn't have an abortion. Last time I checked, the woman, which is her right to do as an American citizen, going back to, Roe versus Wade and all that stuff, she has the right, it's her body, to say, I want to have an abortion. So what did Rick Pitino do? He stepped up and said, you know what? You want to have an abortion? I will pay for it.
Little...
Not only will I pay for it, I'll give you $3,000 for medical expenses for whatever needs to be done with it.
Right.
What I'm saying is he can say, he can say that he took care of it. And if she had wanted to have the baby, I'm sure he would have supported it. We would never know. But you know what I'm saying?
That's his side. Her side of the argument is that he stepped up. He paid her to cover it up.
What I'm saying is he stepped up, took care of it. Why are we ripping him for her making the decision to have an abortion? I don't understand that. Why are we calling for his job? This is something he did on his own. It's not affecting what he does in the basketball court.
Right. Well, I would agree, but I think the bigger question is, does someone who is supposed to be a good role model for kids—
You know what he did, though? He stepped up and took care of it. She didn't have the baby, and he said, oh, forget you, I'm running off over here. She made the choice to have an abortion. He paid for it.
Absolutely. And
he could tell it to his people.
Well, here's the other thing you have to consider is when those kids go to practice every day, what are they talking about? They're talking about X's and O's. They're talking about basketball. And if they need help, Rick Pitino, still, as someone who's cheated on his wife, will be there for them. And I guarantee you he'll tell his kids, that's the biggest mistake I've ever made. I don't think, even if you are to propose, even if you're to propose that he's now morally flawed, I in my opinion, believe that he is now more adept at dealing with kids and kind of meeting them halfway and saying, you know what, I'm flawed, I've made mistakes, this is how you deal with them.
Who was Louisville's coach before Rick Pitino? Was it Denny Crum, or was there somebody in between Denny Crum? Denny Crum won a national title, but if Denny Crum, that was back in the 80s, I believe, right? So we're talking about how long has it been since they've been relevant? They've not really been relevant since Pitino came on board when he took them to the Final Four a few years back. If they want to get rid of Rick Pitino, fine. Who are you going to bring in? By the way, who are you going to bring in to help compete in the Big East, okay? Because you get rid of him and bring in some assistant coach or whatever, all of a sudden they go from winning the Big East, which is what they did last year, to middle of the pack because you've still got Jim Calhoun, Boeheim up at Syracuse. You've still got West Virginia with Bob Huggins. I mean, give me a break.
And are those kids – are the kids that are going to Louisville today, are they going there to become better people? Are they going,
no,
to,
they're going there to go to the
to
NBA.
Win basketball games and to potentially make money playing basketball?
How about Bob Huggins as an example? That's a guy that had well-publicized alcohol problems, a DUI or two, and the details of his personal life came out. Not that he's a recruiter along the lines of a Calipari or a Pitino traditionally, but he's still doing okay for himself.
No, it's a good example because the question is, if you were a recruit and you were to eliminate every school that has, you know, a coach who is in some way immoral, how many schools would you really be choosing from on the college basketball level?
Calhoun.
Five?
Look at Calhoun as far as his allegations as far as recruiting.
What about Calipari? I mean, who
Calhoun,
know? We know
Calipari.
The
take
Rose
a look at all the top
associations,
ones,
right? So here's the next question, guys. If you're a parent and you have a 16-year-old kid, who's let's say an 18-year-old kid who's on the verge of choosing his school for the next 4 years, would you have a problem A with him going to Louisville, or B, if you don't have a problem with him, would you at least bring Pitino in, sit him down, and talk to him about the situation? Would you at least want answers?
Here's the question you just asked me. For my kid for the next 4 years, which means that he likely doesn't have NBA aspirations. No, I don't want my kid going to play for Rick Pitino. But if my kid has a chance to go to the pros, heck yeah, I want him to go to Rick Pitino. Why? Because he can learn defense.
Well,
he can
up.
Learn
why,
Rick Pitino's.
If he's going to spend 4 years at Louisville, why would you not? What about Rick Pitino would prevent you from wanting your kid to go there? Because that's interesting.
That situation, the adultery situation, that's not a kid that I would like for the leader of my child. However, if my kid was going to be a one and done, Rick Pitino is one of the best in the business at training him for the NBA.
What about you, Alex? If you're a parent,
I agree with Fletcher. Like I mentioned before,
how about Roy Williams in Carolina? That's who I'd want to go for my kid for four years.
Probably the gold standard as far as perception of
or Mark Fox of Georgia,
with high moral values. Like I said before, a springboard to the NBA, Louisville is going to be there, and people are going to look at Pitino as the way to get them there. I think with any kid, if I had a kid, I would hope that, just like they don't go out and, shoot stuff up and steal cars after playing, Grand Theft Auto or something. They're not going to look at a guy like Pitino and think, oh, yeah, it's okay to cheat on my wife and do these other things.
And in my opinion, if I were to put myself in that position and I'm the parent and my kid's a big-time recruit, I'm not looking for the college coach I choose for my son or the college coach my son chooses to be the moral mentor. That's my job.
It's
that's
a
what
basketball
I do.
Relationship. It's going to be mostly a basketball relationship.
And
I don't think you can I think people overestimate the mentor value sometimes.
I would say a basketball relationship in the one-and-done players. When they go there for 4 years, that's 4 years of your kid's life. And when they're 18 years old, 4 years is a quarter of their life, right?
Right.
So that's why you want him to go play for Mark Fox at the University of Georgia if they're really good.
I don't think he's any less capable, though, I just don't think he's less capable of being a good influence. I think he still – in fact, we called him last night. My family and I were joking. I think he is the consummate professional. That's a joke. Come on, guys. Consummate professional. Consummate.
Don't
give.
No, don't give.
Like,
don't
like
do that.
Consummate.
Oh boy. Don't give them the drum roll.
Anyway, I think we're all in agreement though that this is clearly not an issue that he should lose his job over.
No.
Why would he lose his job over it?
Well, I think we agree. With that, we got to get to another commercial break. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone will team up again to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
Pollock and Bell.
Hope you have a great weekend. Hey, it's Bobak the Dean. You're freaking. I'll be working with that idiot Mike Bell. We'll be out at Flowery Branch. The return of the Dean as we talk to James Brown, who interviews Vic on 60 Minutes. Don't miss it.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Hey, it's Steak Shapiro here to talk about Salomon Brothers with my buddy Gary, who has been shopping there for years for the beautiful lady in your life.
Steaky, for me, it's all about high quality, beautiful, one-of-a-kind pieces, and the best prices in the city.
Yeah, best prices is absolutely what Salomon Brothers wants you to know about. They'll match any price anywhere in town from any website or local store or whatever it is. And here's the great thing. With all the engagements happening, how about just anniversaries? How about year after year, you find great stuff for your wife?
For my 20th anniversary, Steak, I got a beautiful colored crystal necklace, and the people in Alpharetta couldn't stop talking
about
it.
The people in Alpharetta around the pool, what were they saying? What were they saying?
I want to see more, Steak.
That's the great thing about it. You want your wife to stay happy. You want to get great stuff. Gary knows it, and so do anybody who shops there. The woman in your life deserves the best and the best prices. So whether it's a big anniversary, a diamond engagement ring, or maybe upgrading the great ring that you have, that's the beauty of it. Gary, say it with me. 17th floor Tower Place. In Buckhead. Check out Salomon Brothers.
Fall is coming, and that means one thing here in the South. Football. High school football officially kicks off with the 17th annual U.S. Army Kell Classic. It's where eight of the best Class 5A teams in the state will go head-to-head in gridiron action at the Georgia Dome on August 22nd. Tickets are on sale now, and a portion of the proceeds will go toward the Corky Kell Scholarship Fund. Visit 790thezone.com for more details and ticket information. It's the U.S. Army Kell Classic, presented by 790 The Zone. Football lives here.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here. You know, some presidents go to Camp David to unwind, but not me. When I need to decompress, I head to the Beau Rivage. First order of business, pure shenanigans and awesome nightlife. Man, we had a blast. Great hopping bars. The coast was just filled with cougars and milfs, my goodness. Some great restaurants, too. And that's why I love the Beau Rivage. It's got everything you'd expect in Vegas without having to schlep 4 hours to Vegas. It's right there in Biloxi. Direct flight with Delta. It's so simple. Plus, fantastic restaurants. All the stuff a high roller or a guy like me would love to see. Matter of fact, they got a great, unbelievable sushi and Asian restaurant called Gio. Also, a fantastic steakhouse called BR Prime. A steak as good as any you'll find in Buckhead. And, of course, all the action you're looking for. Craps, blackjack, roulette, and a great scene at the pool. Why not get to the Beau Rivage right now? Take advantage of our latest bailout to the Beau package, valid now through August 30th. Just $89 and tax per night Sunday through Thursday, and just $139 tax per night Friday and Saturday. That's all double occupancy. Save big by using that promo code whereatlantaplays.com and type in Atlanta. Limited time offer expires August 30th, so act now, Atlanta. We'll see you at the Beau Rivage.
Mayhem in the AM plays here. Weekday 6 a.m. till 11 a.m. Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting will be webcasting a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com. I, of course, am Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, and, of course, Alex the A-Train Ewalt. We have a very special guest on the line with us right now in Heritage cornerback, Gary Peters. Gary, are you there? And how are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm here, yes, sir.
Of course, this is Gary's second time on the official visit. So, Gary, we are excited to have you back. I know you made a big decision about a week ago to commit to the Clemson Tigers. Talk about how important that decision was to you and how nice it is to kind of have it over with.
Well, I spoke to my teammates and my coaches first about it, and like Darius Robinson, we both wanted to commit on the same day, but he ended up committing before me, and I just felt like it was the right fit for me. All the coaches made me feel like my coaches here at home, and I just felt like it was a family atmosphere out there.
Yeah, on a similar topic, you actually did remain silent. You made your commitment and then remained silent for about 2 weeks. Was that your own decision, and why did you go about doing that?
I wanted to wait and remain silent because I was out of school at the time, And, like, I didn't get a chance to tell my teammates before I did it, and I wanted to let them know before anything happened. So when school started, I told my teammates, and then I came and took pictures, and then from there, I made it public.
You're one of several Georgia recruits to head up to Clemson. Have you talked to any other guys that are going to be future Tigers with you, or have you gotten to know any of them, I guess, through camps or visits?
Well, Darius Robinson, that's my friend. We're real close. We plan on being roommates next year, but I haven't got a chance to speak to Victor Beasley yet. I'm going to give him a call this week.
Gary, you're one of a couple athletes in the state, real good athletes that played both quarterback and cornerback. What's your favorite to play? I mean, you're projected as a DB at the next level, but what's your favorite when you're on the field?
Honestly, a lot of people don't know, but I love playing wide receiver.
Right. Will you play both ways at Clemson, or will they try you a little bit at wide receiver?
I want to play both ways. That would be awesome. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Getting back to the recruiting aspect of your decision, what kind of sold you on Clemson in the end?
My recruiting coordinator, Coach Rump, I went down there one day, and I spent the whole day, and I spoke with a lot of the players, and, like, ever since I came back, I've been having a lot of conversations with, like, Daquan Bowers and Brandon May. And they just, all those three just really sold it to me.
Yeah, going back to Coach Rumpf, and I know you're also close to Coach Harbison.
Yes, sir.
Talk about your relationship with both those coaches, what kind of people they are, and how big of a role those relationships played in your decision-making process.
They're both of those guys are great. Well, they're good Christian men, like my dad and my mother, they're Christians. We just came from church, actually, and they're good Christian men, and, like, I want to play early, and like they said, if I come in and work hard, then I'll get that opportunity.
We're being joined by Heritage defensive back Gary Peters. Now, Gary, I don't know if you read a lot of the magazines and all those recruiting tools online, the websites and whatnot. You were recently mentioned as one of the top 100 in the entire country, put out by the Sporting News. Do you follow any of that stuff? Do you kind of laugh at that? Do you use that as motivation, you know, to say, hey, I was only number 74. I wish I would have been number, you know, 4. You know, do you use any of that as motivation or anything, or are you flattered by those lists?
Like, when I'm in it, I love it. But when I'm not in it, like, I use it as motivation. Like, the Super 11, I'm kind of upset about that. But I use most of it as motivation.
Now, Gary, as far as the, you know, other players coming from Georgia, got a good defensive back class. Martin Jenkins coming up to Clemson. What do you what do you think about you know, playing right away? What are your chances to play right away at Clemson, do you think?
If I come in and I work hard in the weight rooms, my academics on top, and I do what I need to do, like, I'll be on the field early. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Gary, I've read a couple of your reports, and one of the things you kind of kept on going back to is how Clemson's a family. Talk a little about that kind of atmosphere and how big a part that played in your decision.
Like, when I was down there, like, one of the players had gotten some trouble, and he had to do a lot of running. Then I seen another player step up, and he was like, Coach, instead of him having to do the whole running, we'll all split it up as a unit. And they all split it up, and, like, I was just like, man, those guys will battle for each other, like, just like my teammates, they'll go to war for me.
Yeah. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was done.
I also know that you were interested in Alabama, and in fact, that they were your favorite for a good while. Was that the biggest difference between Clemson and Alabama? And if not, what really separated the two schools for you?
Yeah, probably the family atmosphere, yes, sir.
Let me ask you.
I feel like it's more of a family down there in Clemson.
Well, let me ask you a question about that. Is that something that just the new coach, Dabo Sweeney, has implemented? Or I guess you were being recruited by Clemson, obviously, in your junior year when Tommy Bowden was still there. Is that something that he's carried over, or is it just something new with Dabo? Or how do you like that situation?
I think Dabo cares more about his players than the old coach has, but I've more seen it with Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah, talking about Dabo Sweeney, obviously he's a first-year head coach, and sometimes, you know, that's hard to gauge whether or not he'll have success. Is that something that you worried about at all, or no, not at all?
No, I think we'll be fine. We'll be all right.
Of course, we are talking to Heritage, dynamic defensive back, quarterback, do-it-all athlete.
Wide receiver.
Gary Peters. Gary, I also know that you said early on that you wanted to see Florida and Oklahoma, see both those schools for yourselves. Are you still planning on doing that, or are your official visits over with, Don? You won't take any official visits?
I am going to take officials. I just haven't decided where I'm going to take them yet. So, yeah, I'm going to go a few places.
We've heard a lot about – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My best friend actually committed to Florida, so
who's
I
want
to see what's so great about Mac Brown.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So so Florida's probably going to be one of your officials. What are some of the other schools you may go to?
Alabama again. Right now, that's all I know so far.
Okay, interesting. We hear a lot about Kevin Steele, the name Kevin Steele being talked about whenever people are talking about, hey, I'm thinking about Clemson. I've got a great relationship with him. Or we've actually talked to a few other of the guys who they're Clemson commits, and they love Kevin Steele. Now, Kevin, of course, the former Baylor coach, was at Florida State for a while, Alabama, now at Clemson. What is it about Kevin Steele? Have you got a chance to talk to him and really get the meat and potatoes of what he's all about?
Oh, yeah, he's down to earth. Like, he's real cool. Like, most defensive coordinators you think is just tough and just all. Coach Steele knows how to have fun at the same time. And I know at the same time he's about business. He's real cool. But he feels like a family man also.
Yeah, Gary, talk about your decision to end the process early. I know a lot of kids have been doing that more and more now these days. Were you always interested in getting it over with, or did you ever consider letting it play out?
Last year I thought I was going to wait till signing day. Like, I was like, looked at everybody. I was like, man, these guys are crazy. Why not wait till signing day? But as the time comes, it's like it's hard to focus on your team, but also recruiting. So I feel like it was time to let one of them go and get out the way so I could give all my attention to my football team.
Absolutely. Tell all of our listeners and any of our Heritage high school football fans what you've been doing over the summer just to maybe better yourself as a player and also improve your guys' chances of having a great season.
Lifting weights. I've been lifting a lot of weights, and I've been running a lot. I'm trying to get a lot faster.
So there's
Speed, you can never have too much speed, so
yes.
Trying to get a lot faster.
Speed absolutely kills. Finishing up with Heritage cornerback Gary Peters. Gary, if you were to describe in a couple sentences to Clemson fans what type of player they're getting, how would you do that?
Probably a dynamic two-way player.
That's it?
Pretty much a dynamic two-way player that I want to start. I'm going to give it my all every time, and I guess a game changer, probably.
I like the humility, Gary.
And one final question for you. Any chance that after your 4 or 5 years there, they're going to rename it Gary Peters Rock instead of Howard's Rock?
I would hope so. I would hope so.
All right, man.
There you go. Hey, listen, Gary, we appreciate you taking the time out to speak with us on a Sunday and wish you the best of luck both at Clemson and on the football field this year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course, that was
Gary Peters.
Gary Peters, the Heritage quarterback, wide receiver, defensive back. So, it's another I feel like we keep talking about this every week, but it's another big pickup from the state of Georgia for the Clemson Tigers.
Dabo Swinney, obviously you've heard it from him. We heard it a few weeks back from I forget the gentleman's name that was committing to Clemson that we had on the show. Was it the Victor Beasley? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was Victor.
But he was committing to Clemson. It just seems like Dabo Swinney has set up this home atmosphere, and they just want to go and play for Kevin Steele.
I think you named it.
That's
Steele.
The one thing that Dabo Swinney did when he came aboard. He hired Kevin Steele away from the Crimson Tide of Alabama, and what a pickup that was, because it's just the Pied Piper bringing all of them up there.
Absolutely, and it's not just players from the state of Georgia, but specifically defensive backs. I mean, you could make the argument, of course, Ryan Ayers is very, very good. I happen to be
Alec Ogletree's pretty good.
Maybe B.J. Bostic's biggest fan, but I'm talking strictly cornerback, not safety. But you could make the argument that Gary Peters and Darius Robinson are the state's two finest cornerbacks. And if you did make that argument, that would mean Clemson got Georgia's best at that position. And it's just really impressive to think about.
It certainly is. And I think it just goes back. Clemson, where they are located, I mean, if you're not familiar with where they're located exactly, it's right on the border of Northeast Georgia and South Carolina. I mean, they're plucking all those athletes. It's no real surprise that the kid from Adairsville is going up to Clemson. It's no real surprise that people up on the border in Franklin County and in Habersham and in Rabun County and Stevens County, it's no surprise they're going up there because it's actually closer to Clemson than it is to Georgia or Georgia Tech.
Right. They don't call it the Battle of I-85 for nothing, I guess, with Clemson and Georgia Tech. It also refers to the Falcons and Carolina Panthers. But, I mean, Absolutely. That's a school that routinely goes across the borders and gets kids, especially from the metro Atlanta area.
They also have an amazing tradition at that cornerback position. When you look at their roster, and you actually asked Gary about playing early, and the fact of the matter is, no matter how good he is, he's going to have to wait a year or two because they have Chris Chandler and Creston Butler who are, I guess, this is their senior year, so they'll be gone. But then behind them, they have Byron Maxwell, and then, of course, Marcus Gilchrist, who was a big-time recruit. So they're loaded at that cornerback position, and they just reloaded again thanks to the state of Georgia.
You know, a lot of those times you go online to Rivals.com or to, you know, Scout.com, you take a look at the videos that they have on there, and sometimes you can tell, oh, that's kind of just he blew up a kid who's right. Never going to play. He should be in the marching band. Well, I saw the previews of the highlight clips of Gary Peters. That kid's legit. Clemson's getting a good player.
Oh, he's awesome, and he's not just fast. He talked about his speed and his gaining strength, but he's a tall kid, especially for that cornerback position.
Yeah, he's going to play some wide receiver if Dabo will let him. He can do that.
So incredible versatility. We got to get to another commercial break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at a very interesting list that Rivals created over the last month. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta will be webcasting on an on-demand basis the Corky Kell Classic from the Georgia Dome on August 22nd. The four big matches will be broadcast live on 790 The Zone and will be available on the net that Sunday at ghsa.tv.
Missed an interview from Falcon Camp or something from Pollock and Bell's trip to SEC and ACC Media Days? Catch it all at the BrandSmart USA Instant Replay page, only at the all-new 790thezone.com.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here. You know, some presidents go to Camp David to unwind, but not me. When I need to decompress, I head to the Beau Rivage. First order of business, pure shenanigans and awesome nightlife. Man, we had a blast. Great hopping bars. The coast was just filled with cougars and milfs, my goodness. Some great restaurants, too. And that's why I love the Beau Rivage. It's got everything you'd expect in Vegas without having to schlep 4 hours to Vegas. It's right there in Biloxi. Direct flight with Delta. It's so simple. Plus, fantastic restaurants. All the stuff a high roller or a guy like me would love to see. Matter of fact, they got a great, unbelievable sushi and Asian restaurant called Gio. Also a fantastic steakhouse called BR Prime, a steak as good as any you'll find in Buckhead. And of course, all the action you're looking for, craps, blackjack, roulette, and a great scene at the pool. Why not get to the Beau Rivage right now? Take advantage of our latest bailout to the Beau package, valid now through August 30th. Just $89 and tax per night Sunday through Thursday, and just $139 tax per night Friday and Saturday. That's all double occupancy. Save big by using that promo code whereatlantaplays.com and type in Atlanta. Limited time offer expires August 30th, so act now, Atlanta. We'll see you at the Beau Rivage.
Cell phones give us a secure feeling. We figure we can use them if something goes wrong. But what if your cell phone's not there? OnStar Automatic Crash Response is built in and can immediately connect you to an experienced OnStar advisor and share crash details and your exact location with first responders, even if you never say a thing. Now that's a secure feeling. OnStar is standard for the first year on 14 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Are you late or about to be? Let us help by settling your debt. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-506-1675. 1-800-506-1675. You owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. Debt-Free Stimulus is a debt-matching service. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms.
You've heard it before. Go, there's nothing stopping you. And AirTran Airways means it. Especially when you're sitting back and relaxing, much the way you can in the great AirTran Airways brand new jumbo jet, and enjoy all of the away team interviews that are rich and personal right here on AirTran Airways Hardball, heard on 790 The Zone. My name is Chris Domino, and here's what's going to happen all season long. I'll be sitting down with some of the biggest stars in baseball as they fly into Atlanta and play our hometown team. It's a real treat when you get a chance to potentially be talking with a Hall of Famer or an icon of America's pastime. And AirTran Airways flyaways over the course of the season will be included. Your chance to fly away to see the hometown baseball team play on top of that. Don't forget, away team interviews courtesy of our friends at AirTran Airways all season long here on 790 The Zone at 790thezone.com. You know what I say, go, there's nothing stopping you. And with AirTran Airways, boy, do they prove it every day. More flights than anybody else, more on-time flights than anybody else in a brand new fleet. That's AirTran Airways. They're doing it bigger and better than everybody else, and you can actually sit back, relax, enjoy both AirTran Airways and AirTran Airways fly away team interviews. Rich and personal, just the way AirTran Airways treats you.
Between the morning antics of mayhem and the AM,
you're out of
line.
You know the line?
You know the line.
And the craziness of the Two Live Stews.
Damn, boy, you're about as big as a mountain. Look like you might have played some football.
It's the one, the only... Brandon and Wolfie.
Okay.
Weekdays 11 to 1.
And there they go!
Only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Welcome back to Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Every Friday night, Score Atlanta will have the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard will be available at AJC.com. I, of course, am Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined as always by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor.
It's not going to be on ScoreATL.com?
Well,
it'll be there, too.
We're partners with the AJC now, if you did not know.
But I'd rather they go to ScoreATL.com.
Well, you can visit it, you can visit it at both places.
ScoreATL.com.
For the record. And I don't want to leave out my other partner, Alex Ewell. He's here, too.
ScoreATL.com.
With that said, we have our weekly guest on with us right now, the general manager of Aqua Blue Restaurant, Brian Longacre. Brian, are you there? How's your Sunday going?
It's fantastic. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. I don't know how they're doing, but I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Jumping into things, though, Brian, I know you guys had your big cooking demonstration yesterday at the Riverside Farmers Market, and I was interested in knowing how it went.
I tell you what, we did the first demonstration about the second week of the Farmers Market, and then now we're 2 months into it, and I think it tripled in size. There was probably about 20 to 24 vendors there.
Oh, wow.
And they had almost 1,000 people walk through there from 8 in the morning until 12 in the afternoon. It was fantastic. It was a great event.
That's incredible. So for anyone who's missed that thus far, there's still opportunities. What else is going on in August that people can catch?
Yeah, absolutely. We're still running the Taste of Asia three-course menu through the month of August. It's an opportunity to try different dishes that are not normally on our menu, and it's a three-course meal for $23. It's an exceptional value. If you like some pad thai, we have probably the best pad thai in the city. And then we also have the girls' night out on Wednesday nights, which has been fantastic. Everything on the menu is $5 for the ladies that are in the bar. And we added some live entertainment on there, so that's a good vibe as well. Of course, Thursdays, we're still rocking out. We got the dance band, the American Flyers, that come on at 8 o'clock. We do complimentary hors d'oeuvres up until 7:30, and it's a great people-watching night. So we got a lot of activities going on.
Sounds like a lot of fun. That Taste of Asia, I might have to check it out. You said it's like three courses for, you know, about $20 or so?
Yeah, you get your choice of an appetizer course, entree, and then dessert, all for $23.
That sounds incredible.
The Grasshopper Sundae is off the charts, that's for sure.
Yeah, Brian, every so often I like you to remind me just the delicious wine opportunities Aqua Blue presents. Go ahead and do that for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, any day that you come in, if you want to create your own wine flight, you can. We've got 50 wines by the glass, so if you're unsure about what wines you might like, we will offer a tasting of that. And you can try three different wines, and what we do is we just average out the price, and it's a great value. So you get an opportunity to increase your palate a little bit, and our bartenders are well-versed on all the varieties that we have at the restaurant. So it's a great deal as well.
The website is aquablueatl.com. The phone number is 770-643-8886. Brian,
absolutely.
Always a good time, man. Always a good time.
Thank you very much. I'll look forward to seeing you gentlemen soon.
Thanks again, Brian.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brian.
All right, take care.
That was General Manager of Aqua Blue, Brian Longacre, who we always speak to, love. Well, I call him the official visit's best friend.
He is our best friend. He's really? what does Bell say? He's an FOS, friend of the show?
I don't know, man. Oh, that's good. I like that. I've never heard that. Getting back to recruiting, though, Rivals released, if you guys don't know, they've spent the last month or so releasing 10 players every week. But what they're doing is they've had their Rivals 100 for 7 years now, and so they came up with a top 100, and they chose the best player at each number. So of the seven players who were at one time ranked number 100 in the country, they picked the best at that spot, and so on, all the way down to number one. There were a lot of interesting things, or things that I found interesting about the list. For one, if you're just looking at the 100 players that they chose, not the six that lost at every spot, but just those 100, 86 were eligible to play in the NFL. Eight of them are still juniors. Tim Tebow, Taylor Mays. So if you throw those eight guys out, you have 78 players who are truly eligible to play in the NFL, which means they came from the class of 2005 or prior to that. Of those 78 players, 73 are currently in the NFL. That's a pretty astounding number. Of course, they're drawing from a pool of 7 years, but yeah. Still, 73 of 78 is a pretty good number. And that's an interesting stat for all those people who say, oh, they're just class rankings. Oh, they're just star ratings. It's the Rivals website doesn't know. They do know what they're talking about. They may not be, the recruiting staff at USC or at Georgia or at Florida, but they know what they're talking about, and they do a pretty solid job. And if you land a five-star recruit and you're a fan of that school, be happy, because chances are not only will you be playing on Sundays, but it'll do a lot of good for your school.
Like Caleb King of Georgia.
Absolutely. So, I mean, what do you say to that, Alex? I mean, the fact that they are that accurate, are you surprised?
Well, I'm looking at the number one spot as opposed to, say, even the number four or five spot. You look at those names in that number one spot. Number one is Adrian Peterson, and then you got some pretty darn good players there as far as that did not win the top spot
at
number one.
And that's where the stat, that 73 of 78, is even more impressive. Because consider the players that lost out to guys like Adrian Peterson. At one, you had Percy Harvin, lost out that year. I believe, I want to say at two, where Reggie Bush lays, Andre Smith and Teddy Ginn were knocked out of that, both two NFLers. So some incredible players aren't even included in that 73 number. I actually went down before we get to my notable missings, because I was pretty upset as a Gator fan, as a closet Gator fan. I was pretty upset. A couple Georgia fans will be upset by a couple. But I also looked at of the 700, or I should say of the 100 that were listed, which teams did the best. And it was pretty interesting to look at who's recruited well over the last 7 years. LSU, Georgia, and Tennessee all had seven guys among those 100, and that's pretty good, especially when you consider the way that Georgia and LSU have performed on the field. That correlation is pretty strong, and it's impressive that Georgia and LSU have both gotten talent, or I should say both gotten success out of that talent. On the other hand, Tennessee, which we talked about a month ago when we first started looking at the list, had seven players on that list and have been dreadful for about the last 5 years. So what does that say? Some schools are clearly better at developing talent than others.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that SEC group right there. The teams on top, LSU, Florida. I mean, USC, for their 14 players, they've got over that 7 years, two national championships.
I didn't even mention them. USC and Florida were the tops on that list with 14 and 10 at the top 100. But here's what I think is more important, and that is when you look at the 700. That is the 100 players that made it each of the last 7 years. That's 700 players. And if you look at I broke down the top seven teams, the teams that had the most on those lists. USC leads with 65 players. Florida had 46 of the 700. Texas had 42. So that means over the last 7 years, Texas has had 42 top 100 players. Florida State, surprisingly, has had 41, despite the fact that they've been nothing but mediocre. LSU's had 37, which I was surprised at, because not only are they always at the top of the recruiting rankings, but they've won one national championship, or two? The two national championships.
LSU has two.
Over that period of time. Oklahoma has 37 100, top 100 players over that time span. And Tennessee had 27. Of course, if you're interested in the local teams, Tech had only six, which I thought was kind of funny. I don't know why I'm laughing at Tech, but I thought that was funny.
And a little uncalled for
Georgia
there,
had
Scott.
28.
This is the official home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
No, I know,
so
but
laughing.
Six is funny when it follows those numbers that I just read off. Georgia had 28, and I'll tell you what's impressive about that, is they had less than say, Tennessee.
But
far less than Florida State.
But it's had been more players drafted.
And have been way better on the football field. Their coaching staff has done way more with less talent. You shouldn't say less talent, because they might have, there are some guys outside of the top 100 that are also talented. And maybe they had more of those guys than Florida State did. But as far as top 100 talent, Florida State almost doubled them, yet hasn't been even close to as good on the
it's
football
bad coaching.
Field.
I mean, they've got the ingredients, but the chef just isn't there.
Well, and here's the other thing that I thought was really interesting. I named seven teams, the top seven teams.
It's like trying to cook sirloin on a foreman or something.
I named the top seven teams over that 7-year period. that those teams combined made up 42% of those seven, got 42% of those 700 players. 42%. What does that tell you about parity in college football?
It's not there.
Absolutely not. So that's interesting. I also looked at the notable players missing. And I thought the biggest, or the, I should say the worst mistake on the list was leaving Andre Caldwell out. For those who don't know.
Andre Bubba Caldwell?
For those who don't know who Andre Caldwell is.
He's a Florida receiver, I'm sure.
He is a Florida receiver.
Okay,
he's
shocker.
He's the all-time leading pass catcher in Florida history. And they picked Julio Jones over him, who's played for 1 year.
I'd take it. What do you keep looking at me for?
That paper that you stole from me?
I gave it back to you.
But I think that's incredibly impressive I think it's a shocker that they would pick Julio Jones, who's played 1 year, over Andre
Caldwell. Better. That's why.
Well, kind of a similar case here. Look at 11, where they chose Chris Galippo, the linebacker from USC. He hadn't even started yet. This is going to be his first year starting. You look at the other players in that list. You got Sam Young, the offensive tackle from Notre Dame. Definitely going to be a first-day draft pick, and a couple other good players there. I guess they're projecting here with Chris Galippo saying he's going to be the top player in that number 11 group.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you some of the other notable players missing were Vince Young and Percy Harvin. Of course, we already mentioned him.
Vince Young was on the list? I thought he was like the number one recruit that year.
Well, he lost out to Adrian Peterson. I don't know. Maurice Clarett lost out to Calvin Johnson. I thought that
I'll go with that one.
Thomas Brown lost out to Mercedes Lewis, the tight end out of UCLA, which I'm not
Mercedes
sure.
Mercedes Lewis ended up being number 12 or 14 overall pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Was he better college player?
Yeah.
Another player that was near and dear to my heart, Brandon Seiler, lost to Jermaine Gresham. But I think in the end, the overlining theme here is that Rivals does
a pretty dadgum good job.
They do a really good job. Unfortunately, we got to get to another commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the AJC, former AJC high school football writer, Todd Holcomb on. Of course, you're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Score Atlanta is the ATL's only football plus sports paper and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbuster.
Mayhem in the AM.
Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith.
At an autograph signing one day, two little boys came up to the table, and I signed their autograph, and their mom says, "Why don't you do it for them?" A little kid comes up with that, and he says, "Smith corks one in down the line. It could go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. The Cardinals have won the game by the score of 3-2 on a home run by the Wizards."
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
You've heard it before. Go, there's nothing stopping you. And AirTran Airways means it, especially when you're sitting back and relaxing, much the way you can in the great AirTran Airways brand new jumbo jet, and enjoy all of the away team interviews that are rich and personal right here on AirTran Airways Hardball, heard on 790 The Zone. My name is Chris Domino, and here's what's going to happen all season long. I'll be sitting down with some of the biggest stars in baseball as they fly into Atlanta and play our hometown team. It's a real treat when you get a chance to potentially be talking with a Hall of Famer or an icon of America's pastime. And AirTran Airways flyaways over the course of the season will be included. Your chance to fly away to see the hometown baseball team play on top of that. Don't forget, away team interviews courtesy of our friends at AirTran Airways all season long here on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. You know what I say, go, there's nothing stopping you. And with AirTran Airways, boy, do they prove it every day. More flights than anybody else, more on-time flights than anybody else in a brand new fleet. That's AirTran Airways. They're doing it bigger and better than everybody else, and you can actually sit back, relax, enjoy both AirTran Airways and AirTran Airways fly away team interviews. Rich and personal, just the way AirTran Airways treats you.
Success in business is measured almost entirely by one thing. What do your customers say about you? Law firms are no different. Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. We represent men in divorce. Our clients entrust to us a great deal. In many cases, everything. The process is often longer and more expensive than they like. Yet despite this, the bar isn't lowered. Our future hinges upon whether our clients believe Cordell & Cordell provided them the best representation possible. As to how we're doing, I'll let our clients answer that.
Cordell & Cordell was always there for me when it came time to represent my case in court.
I think they feel the hurt of the individual, and I think that's what makes them stand above everyone else.
When the thought first crosses your mind, I would recommend contacting Cordell & Cordell.
Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell
Bell and Cordell, a partner men can count on. 404-842-0009. Now with offices conveniently located in Buckhead, Lawrenceville, and Kennesaw. 842-0009. 842-0009.
Lace up your sneakers for the Publix at Gatorade US 10K Classic, happening this Labor Day. You can run, walk, cycle, or skate, knowing every step you take helps build homes for children in need. With all the proceeds benefiting the World Children's Center, weekend festivities kick off with a two-day festival at the Galleria Gardens on Saturday and Sunday, September 5th and 6th, with kids' races on Saturday. Pick up your application at any Publix, Chick-fil-A, or Big Peach location, or register at us10k.org.
Tough, hard-hitting, and all business.
Personal foul, unnecessary hands in the pants,
also known as holding.
Falcon Camp is in session, and 790 The Zone is your camp counselor. The best Falcons coverage all season long. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 7-9 of the Zone. Of course, you are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I'm Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined by Alex the A-Train Ewell and Doc Brock Fletcher Brockter. Of course, in September, the official visit will move to Monday nights from 7 to 9 on 7-9 of the Zone. And Score Atlanta Falcons Sunday will air from 1 to 4 p.m. But for now, we have another very special guest on the phone line in former AJC high school football writer, but still current high school football expert, Todd Holcomb. Todd, are you there? And how's your Sunday going?
I'm here, and it's going pretty well. We're just I'm working hard trying to get out the next issue of Georgia High School Football Daily.
Yeah, absolutely. You're always working hard, I imagine. Tell people real quick what you're doing with that High School Football Daily and how to sign up.
Well, the way to sign up would be to email us at see what the initials are, ghsfdaily@bellsouth.net. And it's an email newsletter that's free, and it's to all high school football fans. And we're doing previews of the teams in Quin A this week, and did a little bit of that last week with the help of Score Atlanta. And that's what's on our mind with season about to kick off.
Absolutely, and I can say I'm a subscriber, if that's the right term, and it really is the best source for high school football, or Georgia high school football information in the state. But moving on, you just helped the AJC come up with the Super 11, which I know anyone who follows high school football in the state loves that list. But what I wanted to know from you is how you guys actually determine who makes your list, the sort of balance between high school football talent, or how good they are on the high school level, and how big a prospect they are. Where is that balance? Just in general, how do you make that list?
Well, I think you really hit on it, right on the equation right there. We try to balance the two. I mean, I think one thing we want anybody on the Super 11, I want that player to be a major Division 1A recruit. I mean, somebody that ACC schools, SEC schools are looking at. So you have a couple of guys that did make it that are tremendous high school players. I mean, one is Ian Pemberton of Grayson, you know, and he's not very big. He's not getting a lot of looks, but he great player, but that's not the total package that we're looking for. We're looking for somebody that all the top colleges want, but also had big numbers and are very productive on the field. So, and there's some other guys that are probably on the other end where they're good high school players, but they weren't even, say, All-State or All-State candidates last year. They're really more prospects, you know, and even though they're maybe committed to Alabama or Florida State, we're not as interested in those either. We want guys who have both.
Todd, I want to ask you about Ed Christian from Lowndes. You got on there, the offensive guard. I think maybe he's a name that wasn't quite as big as some of the other guys up until recently, just committed to Florida State. What do you like about him?
Well, what I like about him is he's going to be a three-year starter for one of the best programs in the state, and he can play both sides of the ball. They're going to move him to defense this year. He'll still play some on the offense, but just a great lineman and maybe the best player on one of the best, if not the best, teams in the state. And also he is, even though he's not a five-star, he's not one of the top five or ten recruits in Georgia, he's still a big recruit. He's going to Florida State.
You're listening to WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company, 790 The Zone. This is Score Atlanta's official visits, and Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz, and Alex Ewalt talking high school recruiting per usual on a Sunday afternoon. And I've got a question about the Super 11, just in terms of offensive linemen. There seems to be a lot of offensive linemen on this Super 11 list. And do you normally go, you know, meat and potatoes like that, or do the playmakers – like, I guess we already kind of asked you, you know, what you go about doing that. It just seems like this maybe is a big year for the offensive linemen. Did you take that into consideration?
Yeah, I think I don't try to balance it out at all. It can, you know, some years you have a lot at one position or another. We do have a couple of really good offensive linemen on there. Colton Houston being the other one at Buford, and there's some other guys we could have chosen easily that we didn't. I really think it's a bigger year for wide receivers and defensive linemen than anything
else. I guess
else.
I meant to say linemen in general, not just
offensive.
Oh, linemen,
yeah,
sorry
definitely.
About that.
Yeah, it may be the year of the linemen in Georgia. I mean, Garrison Smith, a defensive tackle, was one of the guys we chose. T.J. Stripling, a defensive end. Those are two pretty good linemen there on the defensive side. So, yeah, there's really not that many good linebackers. I don't think we had a linebacker this year, and that's unusual. Some years we might have three or four of those, so it really changes from year to year.
Of course, we're talking to high school football expert Todd Holcomb. Todd, one of the things I'm fascinated by is comparing talent from year to year within a certain state.